Look, here's a joke. And I assure you, it's nothing to laugh at. This is how Stravinsky begins his Symphony of Psalms, one of the most sublimely moving works ever written. In this opening movement, he is setting Psalm 101 in Latin. Ex audi orationem meam, Domine. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplication. Now, can you imagine how Schubert or Wagner would have set those words? Humble, supplicatory, introspective. I don't know what I'm playing, but something like that. Hushed, awestruck, well-matched components, but not Stravinsky. He attacks. A brusque, startling pistol shot of a chord, followed by some kind of Bach finger exercise. How mismatched can you get? It's the very antithesis of the Schubert-Wagner approach. It's loud, extrovert, commanding, and that's incongruous. It's a sublime, dramatic joke. It's a prayer with teeth in it, a prayer made of steel. It violates our expectations, shatters us with its irony. And that's precisely why we're so moved by it. It's exactly what we found happening in Eliot, in his Wasteland, for instance, the same mighty irony when he's invoking the image of Shakespeare's mad Ophelia, her last words before she goes to drown. But he does it this way. He says, good night, Bill, good night, Lou, good night, May, good night, ta-ta, good night, and only then he says, good night, ladies, good night, sweet ladies, good night, good night.